This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As we look at new numbers this week for the state crop report, we can see that producers are continuing to work on fall tillage and they're completing harvest activities. And as there's no new percentages for harvest, we can assume that's pretty much wrapped up throughout Illinois. Statewide, the average temp was about 47 degrees, and that was 5 degrees above normal. Precip averaged about 2/10 of an inch, and that was a half an inch below normal. And there were 6 days that allowed field work during the week ending on November 20th. Topsoil moisture supply was 2% very short, 12% short, 78% adequate, and 8% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 12% short, 82% adequate, and 5% surplus. Looking at winter wheat emerged was at 90% compared to 88% for the 5-year average, and winter wheat condition rated 3% very poor, 1% poor, 26% fair, 56% good, and 14% excellent. Well, it seems like consolidation is all we hear about anymore when it comes to ag businesses, and this morning we're going to take some time to address some of those concerns you may have. I had a chance to speak with the vice president of DuPont Pioneer, Steve Reno. Steve mentioned some of the top varieties in both corn and soybeans for 2016, and we discussed what the Dow-DuPont merger means for farmers.
Pioneer growers have been, seeing very strong yields, across DuPont Pioneer products, whether it's on the corn or the soybean side, We think on the corn side, a couple families that have very good name recognition. P1197 was a world record holder a year ago, and it fits across a variety of acres and been planted on millions of acres this year across the U.S., and P0157 is another product that fits across a lot of acres, and it's carrying about a 9-bushel advantage when P1197 is carrying about an 8-bushel advantage versus competitors. So extremely strong performance. On the soybean side, yields have been extremely good, and if we look at our leader package of products, which will represent about 70% of what growers are planning on planting in 17, carrying about a 2-bushel advantage, and that's one of the largest yield advantages we've had in a number of years. And 31T11 is a great example of a product that, has got about a 2-bushel advantage, but it was developed using our AYT 4.0 technology, which helps us double the genetic rate of gain. So growers are seeing some good results as they're wrapping up harvest, and glad to see that.
Yes, glad to hear it. That's a similar story I've heard from a lot of growers and farmers in my area. I want to switch the conversation now to talk about the future of DuPont Pioneer. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the recent announcement of the merger. Anything that you could allude to that for us?
Yeah, the merger with Dow is going to give us a great opportunity to bring together the complementary strengths of DuPont Pioneer, DuPont Crop Protection, and Dow AgroSciences. And you've got two leading U.S.-based agriculture companies that is going to give us an opportunity to increase the pace of innovation. And that's what growers are asking and even demanding of us today is, how do you increase that pace of innovation where you can bring me products faster, solutions for my farm faster? And really look at, we're going to have a great opportunity with the merger to be able to do that, and excited as we're getting closer to close.
There's some concern among farmers and other members of the ag industry about the consolidation we've seen. You said obviously you're doing this because you want to have a benefit to your company and have more resources and merge together. But anything that you would like to speak to about the consolidation, any thoughts there?
Yeah, I would say, the benefits of our merger for the customer is pretty clear from a couple reasons. One is there's not a lot of overlap between DuPont's portfolio and Dow's portfolio. So it'd be a lot of choices for the customer. And I think the bigger thing is innovation and being able to offer more choices than what we can today to growers and be able to speed up that pace of innovation. So that's why I really look at, there are a lot of benefits for the grower, and it really is pro-competitive if we can speed up the pace of innovation and bring more choices to customers, not only in the U.S., but around the world.
And once again, that was Steve Reno, the vice president of DuPont Pioneer. In other news, scientists can now manipulate a plant's genes to help it use sunlight more efficiently. It's a breakthrough that could possibly lead to more food grown for an expanding world population. Photosynthesis is how a plant converts sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water into food. But the process is very inefficient, using only 1% of available energy. A plant's protective system kicks in when there's too much sunlight, allowing it to get rid of extra energy safely. Scientists genetically modified a part of that system and could increase leaf growth as much as 14 to 20%. An Associated Press article says the study was published last week in the journal Science. Scientists aren't turning the protective system off or on. They're modifying the system to make the plant turn it on and off faster than normal. The study's lead author, Stephen Long, says that now that they know it works, it wouldn't be too hard to do it to other plants. He says if you look at other crops around the world, it would increase yields by many million tons of food. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.